Hello, I'm Balqis Aziz. I am 19 years old and I'm at Shepherd University as an international exchange student coming from Tunisia as part of the Thomas Jefferson Scholarship Program. And I go to a business school in Tunisia called HEC Carthage, and my major here is economics, but I'm taking different courses, not only economics, like 2 courses of economics, 1 in American Studies, which is called, American Federal Government, and the 2 economics courses are Intermediate Microeconomics and Introduction to Financial Management. And I'm taking also other elective courses, drama course, and communication course of Fundamentals of Speech, because since childhood I've always dreamt of improving my oratory skills, and I love my class because we have a lot of speech assignments and the reading is really good and everything. For the drama course, I've never been on stage before, and I wonder how they do that. And so I went there. I took up for the first semester minor role because English method language, and first I wanted to improve it before going on stage. So I took a minor role, which is the role of servant. We're going to have a production in November, and I'm also helping a little bit with the backstage.
Your major in business?
Economics.
Is that your major here, or can you take anything here?
Well, here I'm going to spend 1 year, so when they ask me what my major is, economics. So IREX requires me to take, it's my field of study actually. So IREX requires me for me to take 2 courses in economics. And in Tunisia, it's actually, I go to a business school. So the undergraduate studies, they are for 3 years. I'm going to graduate with a degree in economics.
Why did you apply to this particular program, this exchange program?
I did not want to go to any program in the U.S. I chose specifically the Thomas Jefferson program because it offers 1 year experience. I mean, I want to graduate from the university in my home, but also I want to gain experience abroad. So I applied to this program to learn about American culture, to improve my educational skills and my professional skills, because I'm going to have an internship, and to improve also my social life, and because I'm going to be involved in extracurricular activities and in community service. So I want to learn the American spirit about community service, about helping people, I want to improve my leadership in the clubs, because here they have a lot of leadership conferences and team building activities, so I want to learn from them. But I also, like, whenever you find me here on campus, I'm whether studying for my courses or talking to people, which is really good because I'm here at Shepherd, and a lot of them are American students. So I'm learning a lot about them, their vocabulary, their cultures, their traditions, the way they spend their day and the way they celebrate and the way they live is totally different from home. And that's part of why I'm here. And I'm having a journal here because since the first day that I came here, every night I write down what I've done that day. So later the journal. So I'm really inspired whenever someone says a sentence for me, whenever I see something, whenever my professors tell something that is different from home, whenever I go to see a place that is different from home, I just write it down in that journal. Because I think that for every detail that you like in your life, you should rather take a picture of it or write it in your diary, because that's when it's going to last forever.
What can you say about Tunisia that people might find interesting or might not realize?
Okay, Tunisia is actually in North Africa. It's a very special country because it has a really strong roots, but at the same mixed culture. So it's part of Africa. It's part of North Africa, the Maghrebian countries. It's part of the Arab countries, but it's also very close to Europe. So that's why we are inspired by so many cultures. That's why we speak a lot of languages. For example, for me, I speak 4 languages, which are Arabic, French, English, and then Spanish. And we also, if you heard about the Arab Spring, the movement in Egypt and in Syria and everything, people wonder how did that start. Actually, it started in Tunisia. And it started in late December 2010. Yeah, and it was called the Jasmine Revolution because it is one of the most peaceful revolutions around the world. It took only 1 month to, with street demonstrations and civil resistance, to get a thorough democratization and to have democratic elections, something we have been dreaming of